loving kindness, aspirations to happiness. Let's begin now with, as always, with an act of loving kindness to ourselves. As we let awareness slip into our bodies and settle our bodies in its natural state. Let's fill the body with the qualities of ease, stillness and vigilance. And settle the inner voice, the inner commentary. Settle this inner voice in its own natural state of inner silence by breathing out all turbulent energy and letting go and releasing obsessive compulsive thinking. As you settle the respiration into its natural rhythm, release tension with every out-breath. And continue to release tension with the next in-breath as it flows in effortlessly. Settle your mind in a state of ease as you release your concerns about the past and hopes and worries about the future. Simply release. Set your mind at ease, letting it come to rest in stillness in the present moment. Clearly illuminating the sensations of the breath in the body and calming the mind with the flow of sensations with the in and out breath. So now, I invite you to move from the more passive to the more dynamic, creative and imaginative capacities of the mind as we venture into the meditative cultivation of loving kindness. This particular meditation entails a type of vision quest, seeking out our own vision of what makes us truly happy, what gives us a sense of deep well-being and satisfaction and meaning. So this is the first question. What would make you truly happy? How do you envisage your own well-being? A deep sense of fulfillment and a sense of a profoundly satisfying and meaningful life. What is your heart's desire? And now imagine and envisage your own well-being as you let your imagination play. And be bold, imagine if you will, that you have the capacity to realize the potential to realize your innermost desires and your most meaningful aspirations, to release worries and concerns and realize that which is your inner bliss, your most meaningful aspirations. And imagine that this potential resides in the deepest dimensions of your existence, of your awareness. And imagine, if you will, that this deepest aspiration is represented by, symbolically, as an incandescent white orb or sphere of light right in the center of your chest. And imagine this now as the light of loving kindness, a light of joy, a light of clarity, And with each out-breath, breathe out this aspiration. May I truly be happy. May I be well, free. May I realize my heart's desire. May I find the fulfillment, the meaning, the satisfaction, the joy that I most deeply desire. With every out-breath, arouse this aspiration of loving kindness for yourself. And with each out-breath, imagine from this inexhaustible source of light in your heart, rays of light emanating out, saturating every cell of your body, every aspect of your being, filling you with this light of loving kindness, this light of joy with every out-breath. And let your imagination play. Imagine realizing such joy and well-being here now. Imagine this potential becoming manifest, being realized as if it is happening now. Breathing in, breathing out. May I truly be happy. May happiness fill my heart. Fill my being, touch every cell of my body, every aspect of my life. May my deepest wishes and desires, my deepest aspirations become true, become manifest. May I be happy. And now we shift to the second question, the second quest. It is clearly impossible to realize such well-being and fulfillment entirely on our own, without any help from the outside. We don't even exist in isolation, let alone flourishing in isolation. So now pose the question, in order to realize our highest aspirations, what would you love to receive from the world around you, from your friends and loved ones, from the community at large, from teachers and sages? What would you love to receive so that you may realize the happiness you most deeply seek? And within each breath, with each in-breath, arouse this loving yearning. May I receive from those around me all that I truly need in order to follow my path, in order to realize the happiness I most deeply seek, without having to reach out and take. May I receive all that I need from day to day, month to month, and year to year. May the world rise up to meet me and aid me in my pursuit of genuine happiness. With each in-breath, arouse this aspiration of loving kindness for yourself. And with each in-breath, imagine the kindness and compassion of others, the service of others, rising to meet you symbolically as a light flowing in from all sides, meeting your every need. Imagine the world coming up to meet, converging from all directions, saturating your body and your heart, saturating your mind, and providing you with all that you need. May this be so. May all that I need to find true happiness, to find fulfillment, deep satisfaction, May it be so. And now let's pose our third question. But first with an acknowledgement of a reality, that in order to realize such well-being, there must be inner transformation. We cannot stay as we are. There must be a transformation, a maturation, or a spiritual evolution, if you like. So once again, we pose a question. In order to realize the happiness that is your heart's desire, how would you love to transform and mature as a human being? From what qualities of the heart would you like to be free, and what qualities would you love to be imbued with? With what qualities would you like to further nourish your and nurture your own quest for genuine happiness? What type of person would you like to become? And imagine these transformations occurring, imagining all that is a barrier and a block for you seeking genuine and happy, true happiness. Dissolves away in the light of your awakening. And imagine the transformations that you aspire to becoming a reality. With each outbreath, arouse the yearning, may I become this person from day to day. May I mature and evolve. May I become the person I would love to become. And with each out-breath, imagine that you do indeed have this potential. Imagine this potential as an orb of light at your heart. And with each out-breath, imagine rays of light cascading forth, filling your whole mind, filling your whole being. And from breath to breath, let your imagination play. Imagine the person you'd love to become, stage by stage. And now we come to the final stage of this meditation. Firstly, acknowledging the reality that not only are we reliant on others for our well-being and flourishing, but we are also constantly influencing others, even with our breath, with our physical presence, let alone our activities. We are making a difference one way or another. We are making an impact. Now, attending once again to your own flourishing, your own fulfillment, in order to realize the greatest possible meaning for yourself as an individual, but also as an individual who lives in a fabric of existence, one of profound interdependence. Raise this question. In order to realize the greatest meaning in your own life, what would you truly like to offer? What would you truly like to offer the world and the beings around you, both those who are near and those who are far, those who are different from us, those who are close to us, all beings. What would you like to offer, given your own unique background and skills, your own unique qualities? How would you like to share your happiness with the world? And let your imagination flourish. See this possibility and think, may this be so. Think, may all beings realize genuine happiness. May all beings, regardless of whether they are near and far, large or small, famous or infamous, may all beings realize genuine happiness, genuine peace, contentment. May all beings realize the peace and fulfillment and deep satisfaction of genuine happiness.